This is KUT. Texas lawmakers are close to passing yet another sweeping abortion bill. Late last week, the House passed Senate Bill 8, which includes several anti-abortion measures. Opponents say much of it is unconstitutional. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the House even added some more measures of its own.
A few days after Senate Bill 8 passed in the Texas House, abortion rights advocates dressed as handmaids, a nod to a famous book and television show called The Handmaid's Tale. It depicts a dystopian future where women don't have rights. Alexa Garcia Ditta with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas was one of the organizers.
So, you know, this bill became really bad during the House floor debate, and so we are out here protesting that bill as it moves on through the process.
Before I get to what happened on the House floor, let's start with the first version of SB 8. In the beginning, it created a state ban on a method of abortion that's already banned under federal law. It also banned fetal tissue donations for medical research. But then the Senate added a new provision requiring healthcare providers to cremate or bury fetal remains. If that sounds familiar, that's because it's something the state already tried. It was blocked in federal court.
Those provisions are going to be rolled right into that lawsuit and remain enjoined. You know, the legislature had an opportunity to fix the mistakes that the agency made when they wrote those rules, and the legislature chose not to do that.
That's attorney Blake Rocap, also with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas, and he brings us to amendments added last Friday. Rocap says his first big concern is a provision banning a common type of abortion, mostly used after the 14th week of pregnancy. He says other states have tried similar bans, but here's what federal courts have said about them.
Well, that there's absolutely no healthcare reason to do this. That banning the safest way to perform an abortion is de facto a ban on abortion, because we do not want doctors to practice substandard medicine.
While debating this provision on the House floor, Democratic Representative Rafael Anchia of Dallas said it could force women to carry unviable pregnancies to term. The amendment sponsor, Republican Matt Schaefer of Tyler, laid out why lawmakers were pursuing these crackdowns on legal abortions anyway.
In your view, why should women give birth to a medically unviable pregnancy?
Because
what is your rationale?
Because it's a person created in the image of God.
Finally, there's a provision that makes abortion reporting the responsibility of individual physicians instead of clinics. Rocap says doctors could lose their licenses for minor errors. It also requires electronic reporting, but there's no system in place for that. The Senate still has to accept these House amendments or work it out with them in conference before it heads to the governor's desk. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.